I'm going to show you some examples of how adaptation can occur. Adaptation can occur, as I said, through structure, the way that animals are built, or through their behaviour, and I'll talk about examples of both. Two examples of structure that I'll talk about are cryptic colouring in insects, I'll explain that in a moment, and something that many will you'll have seen, the peacock's tail. Okay, cryptic colouring. This photo shows two moths, one there and one there. You can't see this moth very well because it's on a light background, a light-coloured tree, and this moth's colouring makes it cryptic on that tree. Cryptic means it's hard to see. So this moth is very easy to see when it sits on that tree. This moth is hard to see. This moth has cryptic colouring. But of course, if those two moths were on a black tree, it would be the other way around. You could see this moth very well on a black tree. You couldn't see this moth very well. So whether your colouring is cryptic or not depends what background you choose or have available to sit on. Now, these two moths are actually the same species, but within that species you get inherited variations, so that some moths are black, some moths are white, just like some of you have brown hair, some of you have blonde hair. They're the same species, but different colours. Now, what was discovered was that early in the 19th century, most of the moths of this species looked like this. They were white. Whereas during the 19th century and into the 20th century, the white moths, the proportion of white moths got smaller, the proportion of black moths got higher. So these days, most moths are black. Why was this? It was because of environmental change. During the 19th century in England, a lot of factories were built, the Industrial Revolution. There was a lot of smoke and soot in the air. Trees, which used to be white, became black. Walls, which used to be light-coloured, became black. And so the white moths, who were cryptic on the light-coloured trees, were no longer cryptic on the black trees. The black moths, who were cryptic on white, who were very visible on white trees, became cryptic on black trees. Why is this adaptive? Well, obviously, these moths are eaten by birds, and it's much easier for a bird to catch a moth which is visible. So the explanation offered for this change in species over time is that those moths who were cryptic on the black trees survived better. They were less likely to be eaten by birds, so they had more surviving offspring. So the proportion of black moths in the population got larger. That's a structural adaptation. Another structural adaptation is the peacock's tail. Here's a picture of a peacock. I'm sure you've all seen peacocks spreading their tail to impress female peacocks. This is a male. Why is the peacock's tail adaptive? Well, it's pretty obvious why the cryptic colouring of the moths increases fitness. A cryptic moth is less likely to be eaten, so it'll have more offspring. Why is the peacock's tail adaptive? For a different reason. It's because it's very attractive for female peacocks. A male peacock who has a very grand tail will attract more female peacocks, so it will mate more successfully and have more offspring. And because the appearance of the tail is controlled by inherited variation, then peacocks with bigger tails will have more offspring, and the next generation will have more peacocks with bigger tails, and so on. So these two structural adaptations increase fitness, but in different ways. As well as structure to increase fitness, you may need behaviour. The moths that I showed you on the previous slide need to keep still. Their cryptic colouring will only be successful if they stay very still. So the structure needs a behaviour that goes with it. They need to behave in an appropriate way. The peacock needs to behave in such a way as to display its tail. If the peacock never opens its tail, the female will never see it. So most structural adaptations have behavioural adaptations that go with them. Here's another one that I haven't talked about before. This is a gull. There are many species of gulls. This one is called the kittiwake. Kittiwakes are unusual in that they nest on cliffs. Most gull species nest on the ground. We'll hear more about the gulls later. Kittiwakes nest on these tiny little narrow ledges on cliffs. And what we find is that the chicks of the kittiwake, there they are in the nest. There's the adult, there's the chicks. The chicks of the kittiwake don't walk around. All other girl chicks walk around. Kittiwake chicks stay in the nest. They don't walk. It's not because they can't walk. They can walk, but they don't walk. And again, the adaptiveness of this behavioural difference is perfectly clear. If that kittiwake chick walked, it would fall out of the nest and it wouldn't live to have offspring in itself. Whereas other gull chicks, if they walk, they won't necessarily come to any harm because they're on the ground. So the absence of walking, or the reluctance to walk, of kittiwake chicks is clearly adaptive.